Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, congratulations on your first week of hosting Morning Classics. Wow, I brought you some great bites about sound bites about food, but I should have brought you something to eat. I'm afraid this segment's probably going to make you hungry once
again. Probably so.
Well, today we're talking barbecue. Mm. It still feels like summer out there. It's still warm. People are still cooking out, but you can go out and get some great barbecue in Omaha. Now, I know you love Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City is undisputedly the area's king of barbecue, but we do have a pretty vibrant scene here all our own.
We do.
You know, once again, you can trace the history to the meat packing and the stockyards that brought people here that knew meat.
My old stomping grounds.
That's right.
South Omaha.
I did know that about you.
The smell of money, they would say. Smell the cattle trucks going by.
And there's the influence of the African-American barbecue culture.
Mm-hmm.
So KC is the known leader, and in early 1900s, that's when really things got going, and that filtered up here to Omaha. So I wanted to talk just for a minute about some of the different styles of barbecue, because we have several different styles in the city that all influence each other. Kansas City is known as for a thick tomato-based, sweet and tangy sauce. It's a little bit spicy and slow-smoked. Texas sometimes has no sauce at all. If it does, it's lighter and thinner, and it's rubbed and slow-smoked. And Memphis is usually pork. The sauce is less sweet, also slow-roasted. There's others like Alabama. Have you ever had that white sauce?
I have, yeah.
It's mayo-based with vinegar and black pepper. And then I used to throw luaus at my house, so I love Hawaiian barbecue. You can think of a whole pig, no sauce, sea salt, and teriyaki, very sweet. And one of the biggest and best-known barbecue restaurants that opened a long time ago in Omaha was Jim's Rib Haven.
Ah, yes.
You've been, I assume?
I have. Written up in the New York Times many years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a little article on the wall. I don't know if it's still there, but I believe they were reviewed in the Times.
Wow.
Or mentioned in the Times. It's been a minute, but,
well,
you know,
they've been around since 1967.
Wow.
And, you know, they had a fire in March of 23, and they were closed for a year, but they reopened earlier this year. So it's great to see those longtime places back. But there's a lot of newer spots doing different styles of barbecue. There's the Rib Shack, JJ's, Smokin' J's, Oklahoma Joe's, which is actually from Kansas City, Heartland Barbecue. So, and one of the places I've tried a lot of different barbecues is the food trucks that you see everywhere. Now, that means you can check out different styles of barbecue, and I've also enjoyed doing that at food events, like the Taste of Omaha or things where there are a lot of food trucks. You know, we have a lot of barbecue-based events. I'm sure you've been to the bourbon thing, right?
Yeah, and I just want to say I'm looking out the window now to see if you've surprised me with the barbecue food truck.
I did not.
And I don't see that.
It's coming next year. Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, the Omaha Rib Fest. It didn't happen this year, but it's coming back next year. And then there are lots of different competitions that happen where local professionals and people who are just, you know, Sunday tailgaters.
If they need taste testers for their contest, Diane, you and
should put our names on that list?
Know.
We would be really great. So some of the things that you find at barbecue, I looked at all the menus for all the spots in Omaha. Pork ribs, pulled pork, beef, chicken, brisket, burnt ends, one of my favorites, turkey, and then all those sides. Coleslaw, potato salad, onion rings, cornbread, sweet potato fries, smoked mac and cheese. How about cream cheese corn? And then the desserts. Typically bread pudding, peach cobbler, apple crisp. Now, I pulled a few different dishes that I thought would be great for lunch if you were looking for a lunch spot later today. So I'm going to give you three choices.
Okay.
You ready?
Can I do all three?
Sure. The first one from Swine Dining is a slow-smoked beef brisket on toasted brioche with candied jalapenos, beer-battered onion rings, pepper jack, and zesty sauce. We'll put that in the maybe column. I think that sounds good.
Okay.
How about Smoke and Barrel has a Texas poutine, house-made kettle chips or fries with chopped brisket or pulled pork, cheese sauce, bacon, green onions, and housecraft barbecue sauce. And then there's the Hot Boy, which is a hot link sausage topped with pulled pork, hot pickles, house barbecue sauce from Wayne's New Scoo. Now I'm hungry, too.
I have a question for you. So do you prefer something on the spicier side?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yes. I got my spice on when I moved to California.
So have you ever done this? You're eating something, it's so spicy and hot, and you're like, oh, I can't do it. And you quench it with it, and then you keep going.
You keep going. You keep going anyway. Because you want to see if you can make it through, and it's delicious.
I know.
Well, you can find your own barbecue right here in Omaha. Check it out. We'll go sometime together, and maybe I'll bring you a food truck, but probably
Sounds good, Diane. Thanks a lot, Diane
Thanks,
Watson.
Steph.